I believe in Jesus. I believe in His salvation. I believe in miracles, the gifts of the Spirit. I believe in the fruits of the Spirit. I believe I have authority over Satan, over principalities and powers, over the flesh, because I work from the kingdom. The kingdom is within me. I have a kingdom language. I have kingdom power. The Holy Spirit will manifest Jesus tonight in this place. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Give him a clap offering. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. You know, we got an email tonight from Pakistan. We've been averaging 1,000 hits a week. We don't know where they're coming from. And we finally got an email, and he's been listening to all the messages in English, and he wants to get it in two dialects over there, and he wants to, I know that all things are possible with God. You know, I go back to Paul and Jan one time. They had a TV station, and they had to shoot from a mountain, and there was a big rock in the way. And God did a miracle. In other words, TV operates as where you can see. That's how TV operates. That's why they put them on the mountain up here, is because where you can see is where TV hits. And so, but this thing, God put it through a rock, and they received the signal on the other side. And so we don't know. There's two dialects he mentioned that he wants to get it in Pakistan. But you know something? I've been praying for Pakistan and Afghanistan and Baghdad and the President of the United States and all these countries over there, South and North Korea and all these places, and God started to open doors. So we're gonna see what God can do, a miracle, to try to get those two dialects over in Pakistan. We just got the email tonight, so Jeff has got it, and he's going to try to work something out here and see what we have to do to get the message. But that's all. You know, I said, gee, we're about a month late. Bin Laden, yeah. I was wondering if he heard any of my messages over there. Well, they said he had a TV and he had a secret computer or something. Praise God. But that kind of excites me because the people's hearts are over there open, and they're all Muslim. And this guy, I don't know what he is, but we haven't got that close yet. But see, I don't want to ever hear it can't be done. Amen? We can do all things through Christ. I mean, we're talking about a God who water out of a rock and opened the Red Sea and manna out of heaven and Lazarus come forward and blind eyes and so on and so forth, who created all the stuff you see out here, the planet and so on and so forth. In Colorado, they just found one of those big animals. I don't even know what you call them. Huh? It was on the news the night before last and a couple nights ago. These legs are about this big. And they're putting it together somewhere. So Colorado's on the map. We had these big animals walking around here one time. Amen? But guess who created them? They didn't create themselves. Hallelujah. So I'm excited about Pakistan. Praise the Lord. Getting all those Muslims saved. Wouldn't that be neat? Wouldn't that be neat? God started a revival over there. They need a revival. All those nations do. Amen? So I just thought I'd pass that on and get you guys praying for Pakistan. And God will make a way where there is no way. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God wants to talk tonight about victory over discouragement. God works with me differently. I was in the bathroom of the men's bathroom at home, and something came on me, and I went in my prayer closet, and it was discouragement. And you know, when you're trying to pray and seek a message, the Holy Spirit gives you a message, and sometimes you feel the message, discouragement. That's what I want you to preach on, he said. That's what I want you to minister on. Well, if you kick that to the left and you try to get something else like miracles and faith and so on and so forth, it will stay on you until you become obedient. You remember Jonah? Well, that's a good example for us. You'll stay in that situation. He was in the belly of the whale, and he stayed there until he realized. Well, we sometimes stay in discouragement. Sometimes we stay in depression and so on and so forth because the Holy Spirit's working with us, and he's trying to get us to walk out of that and trying to teach us from the Word of God how you can walk out of that. But sometimes we want something else to cure it. We want either someone's faith or something like that. You see what I'm trying to say? So when the Holy Spirit communicates with you, so he had me feel this tonight, this afternoon, and someone else was telling me they felt some things this week and so on and so forth. So we're going to look at overcoming or getting victory over discouragement. And discouragement is a part of the family of depression. That's where it comes from. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So the minute I started being obedient and started looking up scriptures and being led by the Spirit of God, it lifted. The minute I started writing things down, I was being obedient. I got the message, you see. It lifted. And I don't know why God just can't say, Elroy, this is what I want you to preach on. But he lets you feel it. I mean, it really makes an impact, doesn't it? I mean, anybody who gets discouraged, you ought to start studying. If anybody gets discouraged, I should say, you ought to start studying that. Or whatever it may be. If you have lack of finance, start studying it. If you have lack of love, start studying it. That's the Holy Spirit, usually the Holy Spirit working with us. If you have a lack of power in your life, start studying the power of the Holy Spirit. You see, and the minute you become obedient and start studying it, he'll speak to you through whatever that subject may be, and it'll free you. And so learning to be obedient to the Holy Spirit speaking to us, you know, old Jonah, he found a boat going the other way. See, sometimes that's us. We try to get on a different ride somewhere. We don't want to, you know, but discouragement is a real powerful thing if it gets a hold of you. And it's a part of depression, dejection, hopelessness, that type of thing and so on and so forth. So being discouraged is a type of depression. And you don't want to hang on it too long. You know, sometimes finances or sickness or marriage problems or death problems or sometimes we get very discouraged because normally, we're Christians, we pray and everything else, and we want the promises of God to work in our lives or for whoever we're praying for. And sometimes it doesn't work that way. Sometimes, and so we get discouraged, and the enemy uses that. And so we don't want to stay into any of these fleshly things, depression and so on and so forth, because we operate from the kingdom, right? Say, I operate from the kingdom. So if the world is discouraging you, with the storms and all the wars and things that are going on, it should not be discouraging you. If lack of money, it should not be discouraging you. Why? Well, you have moved from the kingdom into the world. We're in this world, but we're of the kingdom, not of this world. So if the world is dictating to you, you see, and you're becoming discouraged of what you hear and so on and so forth. We was in Walmart a couple of weeks ago, and a lady just couldn't wait to go home. She just wanted to lock the door and get away from the world. She was checking us out because of all the stuff that is going on. And people get discouraged about a lot of different things. And so if you don't have the understanding that you should be operating not from, we're in this world, but we should be operating from the kingdom, you will walk out of discouragement. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So that must be with us at all times. We're going to just look at some scriptures. I feel these scriptures, and then we'll go into some how you keep the victory. Hallelujah. Disrupted communication. Exodus 6:12. We'll put it up here. You guys who write these things down, you ought to go buy a CD. And I'm not coming against you. Don't. And Moses spoke before the Lord, saying, the children of Israel have not heeded me. How then shall Pharaoh heed me? For I am uncircumcised lips. Listen to me. And Moses spoke before the Lord in saying, the children of Israel have not heeded me. Is there something that you have spoken by the word of God that maybe a mountain, maybe a sickness, maybe a marriage, and it just hasn't moved? It just hasn't heeded to that power of God that's in you. And all of a sudden, because you've tried to do this, discouragement starts to set in. So sometimes, saints, God wants you to know you're going to speak to things. It will come to pass, but we get discouraged when it doesn't happen, don't we? We go in the hospital, we pray for people, we pray about this one here or that situation over there, and it doesn't seem to be any response. And so God wants you to understand tonight He's going to empower you. You're going to get the victory. The second one, Joshua 7:10. Say, down and out. Hallelujah. Joshua 7:10. So the Lord said to Joshua, get up. Why do you lie thus on your face? You know, a lot of people can't get out of bed in the morning. A lot of people lay down. They're so depressed, you see. Listen to these little messages that we're giving from these scriptures is very important. Are you down and out? That'll bring discouragement. What are you down and out about? Get off of yourself. Get out and do something. Get up and pray. Get up and speak in authority. But a lot of people just can't get up. They sit there or they lay there. They just can't get up. I have dealt with many people who are depressed, who just can't get out of bed. And the Lord said to him, so the Lord said to Joshua, get up. Why do you lie thus on your face? Why are you just laying there? Get up. And so God would say that. Now that will bring discouragement. If you stay in that position, controlled by the world, you see, you will get discouraged. You won't get the victory. That's the reason why the Lord said get up. So he wants you and I to get up. He wants you and I to speak the name of Jesus. He wants you and I to pray in tongues. He wants you and I to confess the blood that we're washed in the blood. He wants you and I to take authority over that spirit that's trying to keep you down. Try to keep you in that position with your face down. Amen? Number three. Once full, now empty. Ruth 1:21. Once full, now empty. Hallelujah. I went out full, and the Lord has brought me home again empty. Have you ever felt like you was filled with the Holy Spirit, and now you feel empty? That will bring discouragement. Listen to that now. I went out full, and the Lord has brought me home again empty. Why do you call me Naomi? Since the Lord has testified against me. You see, can you imagine that? The Lord testified. Listen, saints, God wants you to understand where discouragement, where the enemy will use all these different discouragements. Many times we're filled with the Spirit. Many times you come up here on a Friday or a Sunday and you feel the peace and you feel the presence of God. Many times you'll get a word and you feel good. You feel full. Then all of a sudden the enemy comes and it seems to lift off you when you either leave here or the following day or something like that. And one's full and now you feel empty. Because God wants you to fill yourself back up. God wants you not to depend on me all the time. It's all right to come up for prayer. It's all right to feel the peace. It's all right to come up for healing. Because there's gifts of the Spirit of God that God wants to release in you. But many times, almost all the time, you'll get full up here. You'll get full of the peace. You'll get full of His love. And all of a sudden, a day later, you see, it's gone. You're empty. So God says, if you get full and become empty, it'll cause discouragement. You know why? You're bait for the enemy. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There's another one. My life has turned sour. Joy and gladness is gone. Have you ever lost your joy, your gladness? Have you ever got sour about something? Maybe about God. Maybe about the pastor. Maybe about your neighbor. Maybe about your husband. Maybe about your wife. Maybe about your situation. It'll cause discouragement. Now, we have keys, saints, how you can be awakened in this and stay awake in this. Amen? Hallelujah. That's okay. Just let them laugh. Have you lost your joy? Have you lost your gladness? Evidently they haven't. Praise God. Have you ever thought your vision has come to nothing? It'll cause discouragement. Turn to Ezekiel, Sue, please. Ezekiel 12. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Ezekiel 12. Start with verse 21. 12:21. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, just like it is saying tonight, the word of the Lord is coming to you, telling you what causes discouragement, what you have to do about it. It's the word of the Lord coming to you. God just spoke to me just now. You know what he said? He said, my word is like when you speak into a mountain or out by a mountain, and there's an echo, and your voice comes back to you. God said, if you'll speak my word during discouragement, it won't come back empty. It'll come back full. She clapped over there. Give the Lord a clap offering. That's just right. That's right from the fire of God. Amen? Hallelujah. Okay. And the word of the Lord came to me just like it just did now. Son of man, what is the proverb that you people have about the land, Israel, which says, the days are prolonged and every vision fails? It's important what we say, saints. It's important that we don't say the word of God don't work. It's important that we don't say that won't work. This can't happen. That can't happen. Because we're not dealing with human beings. We're dealing with God, that all things are possible. And all things are possible to us if we believe. The enemy's trying to steal your vision. What is your vision? What have you written down? What have you prayed about? You see? And what are you speaking against that vision? And the Lord goes on here in verse 23. Tell them, therefore, thus says the Lord God, I will lay this proverb to rest, and they shall no more use it as a proverb in Israel, but say to them, the days at hand and the fulfillment of every vision. I really believe this end time, that's what's going to happen. I have a vision, you have a vision, and of course, it's always Jesus. It's always comes from the Spirit of God within us. It comes from the mind of God. It's about God. It's for God. And God, the Holy Spirit, wants to bring it forth in us. Say, Holy Spirit, manifest Jesus in my life. That's what he does. You won't get a vision fulfilled if you're not led by the Spirit of God. You won't get a vision fulfilled if you're not in his presence and you don't understand his presence. Hallelujah. Verse 24, For no more shall they be any false visions or flattering divination within the house of Israel. No more in the body of Christ. You see, it's up to us to kick it out. It's up to us to receive the vision that's found in the Lord Jesus Christ. That which is taught, when it talks about the virgin birth, when it talks about the suffering of Christ, the blood that he shed for us, the death and the resurrection. We should have a vision out of that, of victory and healing and prosperity and power over Satan and principalities and powers. We can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. Amen? That's where our vision starts. That's where the Holy Spirit takes from Jesus, is at the cross. That's where all the victory comes from. And when you got saved, you didn't get forgiven then. You got forgiven at the cross. He shed his blood for you at the cross. Amen? So anytime we lose the vision of forgiveness and healing, and sometimes we're around it so long, we lose that vision. We start calling it, and the enemy starts discouraging you. Why? You're no longer standing washed in the blood. You're no longer standing in the healing power of Jesus. You're no longer standing in that death when he took everything into the grave. And when he came out of the grave, that resurrection power, we're no longer walking in that vision. God says tonight, you're hearing the message. You're going to receive the vision because the Spirit of God will manifest the presence of Jesus in your life. If you don't believe it, ask him. Say tomorrow, say tonight when you're home, Holy Spirit, manifest the presence of Jesus in my life. It'll break every yoke. Hallelujah. In verse 24, for no more shall there be any false visions of flattering divinations within the house of Israel. For I am the Lord, I speak, and the word which I speak will come to pass. It'll no more be postponed, for in your days, O rebellious house, I will say the word and perform it, says the Lord God. It's just like I said, he will. You'll speak out. An echo will come back to you. You'll pray in tongues. You'll speak the word of God. It will come back to you. It will manifest in you and for you. No more, the word of God says, will it be held from us. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. See, if we can't get a vision and we lose that and we start speaking other things and we lose that vision, discouragement comes. That's where it comes from. You know why? We've overworked it by the flesh. We've spoken so many fleshly things, but we're not speaking by the Spirit. We're not speaking under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And God wants to teach us that. So whatever vision God has given you from Scripture, and it always starts at the cross. Amen? You're washed in His blood. You're a different person. You have the mind of Christ. You're the temple of the Holy Spirit. Amen? I'm going to renew my mind. I'm going to speak the word of God. I'm going to walk as a daughter. I'm going to walk as a son. I'm going to walk blood bought. You know when they put the blood in the door, they were protected? Guess what? You are protected. That should be your vision. You got the blood. You're washed in the blood. Hallelujah. Amen? Praise you, Jesus. So the vision will come to pass. The presence of Jesus through the Holy Spirit is going to be. He's in here right now. You see, the presence of Jesus comes by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's what the Holy Spirit does. He takes from Jesus. He'll manifest that presence in this place tonight. He'll revive a freshness in you. He'll revive that vision in you. He'll revive the faith in you. So you'll stop, you won't be confessing some other thing that throws a wrench into your vision. You know, the mind can doubt very quickly. I don't know about that. That can't happen. That won't work. I've been doing this for a long time. It doesn't make any difference. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen? He hasn't changed. But there is seasons. There is seasons, and I really believe the season has arrived. I believe the closer we get going through 11 and getting closer to 12, I'm telling you, it's going to explode. God is going to have a revival in America. God's going to have a revival in Pakistan, Afghanistan. God's going to have a revival over there in Egypt and all those places. And we're going to cover Israel with our prayers. And pray the peace in the Jerusalem. We need to pray that Obama gets some wisdom. Hallelujah. Not from an empty head either. Say, I'm on an inward journey. See, that's what it is, saints. Walking in the Spirit, you're on an inward journey. Hallelujah. Now, Sue, if you would, to Romans 8. Hallelujah. Romans 8, verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation. Discouragement comes from this, saints. Guilt or something keeps rising up in you from yesterday or from family or generational curses or. And then all of a sudden you just get discouraged because you've been praying about this. You don't seem to have a vision anymore. Listen, saints, the enemy climbed on me today. God allowed that, and I felt discouraged. I'm telling you, but it wasn't me. He said, my body is discouraged. You know what it is? In Pakistan, they're all excited about these messages. People in the spring say, that's just Mayo over there. He's just prophetic and he's just saying stuff. And you see, you know what it is? We get so much good preaching, so many good churches, so much good television, everything else. It's like going out there and seeing the mountains for the first time. A week later, you go, yeah, I've seen it. And when the Spirit starts moving in here, I've seen people just sit there like a bump on the log. American people are spiritually spoiled. And that's why there's so much discouragement. Do you know there's churches being foreclosed on in Colorado Springs? Do you know there's pastors in all kinds of problems and trouble? You know what we did? We walked away from the charismatic movement. We stopped sowing to the Spirit so we could reap the Spirit. We started sowing to the flesh. We tried to bless the congregation by giving itching ears. We don't talk about tongues. We don't get people to pray in tongues. We don't talk about the gifts. We don't talk about the supernatural because we're afraid we won't get that check. See, I want God's check. It's coming, my little wife said. It's coming. Hallelujah. So we ain't under guilt and condemnation. That will bring discouragement. Amen? These are the keys. Say, this is the key. This is the inward walk. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Now, I just felt like moved by the Holy Spirit to share something. I want you to listen to this. We'll come back there. If I can get this, this is all, if I'm hearing from God, right? Ephesians 1. Holly, it'll come up there. You ain't got to go through your Bible. It'll take you half an hour to get there. Like me. Well, Ephesians was in here this afternoon. Hallelujah. I want to share this. I think I'll get this. Ephesians. Okay. I don't know why God told me to put the brakes on and share this. Ephesians 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Right? See if you can pull up John 9:27. I don't know if that's right. I don't know if that's right or not. But John 9:27. He answered them, and I told you already, and you do not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you also want to become his disciples? And that's the wrong one. Try 3:27. There it is right there. That's what I want. John answered and said, a man can receive nothing unless he has been given it to him from heaven. All the heavenly blessings are in Christ in heaven. So we need to hear from heaven, don't we? Now, heaven is in us. The Holy Spirit's in us. But if we don't hear from heaven, you see, if we don't hear from the Holy Spirit, we're not going to get those heavenly things. Every spiritual blessing in Christ in the heavenly places, we need to hear from heaven. Well, heaven is in us. Amen? Because we're the temple of the Holy Spirit. So he manifests, he meaning the Holy Spirit, he manifests the presence of Jesus in our lives. That's hearing from heaven. And when you start walking in his presence, it'll change people's lives. It'll change your finances. It'll change, the devil will be running from you. It'll change, the principalities and powers will no longer be controlling. Your mind will no longer be controlling you. Why? It's in the heavenly realm. You're going to hear from heaven. The Holy Spirit manifests Jesus in our lives, and that's his presence. Have you ever felt like, ooh, I felt something? That's the presence of Jesus. Or the peace. When you feel peace, that's the peace of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now I'm going back to Romans. I just had to share that. Did that make sense to you? Did that bless you? If it didn't, your blessing needs fixing. Remember now, it's in the heavenly blessing. It's in the heavenly realm in Christ Jesus. We got to hear from heaven. So we got to hear from the Spirit. The Spirit will manifest the presence of Jesus. He'll take from Jesus and give to us. That's how it works. It's not on demand. It's not because we just, well, I'm just going to say it. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Okay, verse 2, Romans 8. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. This will keep you out of discouragement, saints. The law of the Spirit. God wants you to know tonight, the law of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit will take from Jesus, manifest His presence in our lives for the law of the Spirit of life. He'll give life to your mortal body, which Christ has made me free, so we don't stay free. Why? We move from the kingdom realm within us. We start being dictated by the government or by the worldly stuff. It discourages us, you see. We got to move back into the kingdom, and we got to confess that the law of the Spirit in Christ Jesus has freed me. Freed me from what? Freed me from the world, freed me from sickness, the disease, freed me from demons and principalities and powers, but freed me from my own power of the works of the flesh in my life. So the Spirit of God is the key here that keeps you out of discouragement. Either you're going to pray in tongues, or you're going to confess what you believe. You're going to renew your mind, you see, and you're going to understand that everything, all this heavenly stuff in Christ, in the heavenly realm, you're going to hear from heaven. Say, heaven is in me. I'm the temple of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will manifest the presence of Jesus in my life. That's the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death, separation from God. So God wants you to understand there's great discouragements going on, and we just kind of hang around that place, and we kind of figure out, why am I discouraged? What did I do? Well, you're not under guilt and condemnation, but the enemy, he tries to remove you from that. He tries to get you to figure out why you're discouraged. Is it illness? Is it lack of finances? Is it a lack of anointing? Is it a lack that God's not using you where you'd like to be used? What's discouraging you? What's causing you to have a sour thought towards life and towards yourself and towards your husbands and wives and so on, and children and so on and so forth? Hallelujah. Have you lost your joy and your gladness? Are you happy when you see a new church coming out of the ground? Are you happy when you see a church fill up over here? We go by this church down here on the way down here, and they just remodeled it and rebuilt onto it. It blesses me and my wife because I've known that pastor for 30 years, if not more. Friendship, fellowship, what do you call it? Fellowship. You know what I'm talking about? It doesn't matter anyway. Hallelujah. So the law of the Spirit of life, say, I'm in life. I'm in Jesus. I'm blessed. See, some people hang around discouragement, hang around depression. Oh, this ain't going to work. That don't work. You can't do that. I ain't ever seen God do that. And you won't ever see Him do it. Because that's being drawn out of your flesh. It's being drawn, and that's all attached to the world. The world today is discouraged. How would you like to be in Joplin, Missouri? Well, there was a town in Kansas 3 years ago, 95% of it was flattened. And they show you a picture before it. You ought to see it today. New schools, new homes, new hospitals, and everything else. And they're telling Joplin it can be rebuilt. They lost 12. Joplin lost a lot more than that. Do you know how discouraged they must be right now? When you walk over to your home, everything about you is in that home, but there ain't a home there no more. You've lost everything, pictures, everything. If you don't have a strong relationship with Jesus, discouragement will set into those people, and it'll just tear them apart. You know why? They'll all of a sudden think, well, maybe we've been sinning in this town. Maybe we're bad people. Maybe the devil will get them to think they're the worst people that God ever created. Because why'd this happen to us? See, when you're discouraged, you have to sow to the Spirit. You have to say, I'm not under guilt and condemnation. You have to say, I'm the temple of the Holy Spirit. I'm blood bought. I'm washed. I have grace and favor with my Father God through Jesus Christ. I have the mind of Jesus Christ. Satan, you're defeated. You ain't bringing discouragement on me. I bind you right now in Jesus' name. I put that under the blood. See, we're not responding from the Spirit of life. We're not using that key. And when you do that, the Holy Spirit will help you. He'll help you say the right things. Sometimes the flesh is so strong, and we just complain. Look at that over there. Look at that mess down in Joppa. Look at all these thunderstorms. Look at all these tornadoes. And this guy over here, he's prophesied the end's going to come. Last Saturday, whenever it was. Now he's missed it. He's going to try October. Well, maybe he'll get it right if he does it for the next 20 years. Who knows? See, Tom said to me Sunday, he said, what would you have said to him? I'd have said to him, I'm staying here. But with all that money you got, would you give it to my ministry? As long as you're going, you ain't going to need it. It's $120 million or whatever it is. That's what I said. I'm staying. Bye. Before you go, transfer the money. Tom says, I wish I thought of that. See, I'm not looking for Jesus to return. I'm looking for revival. I want to occupy. I want to walk in the Spirit. I want to set the people free. I don't want Jesus coming after discouragement. His bride's all discouraged and bent. And the gown's not pressed. And it looks like they've been out in the rainstorm and half it's torn off. Train feels a temple. This train man feels the mud, muck in the world, and so on and so forth. Somebody's been walking all over it. Amen? Right, Randall? Praise God. Okay, let's go to Romans 8, verse 3. For what the law could not do in it, that it was weak through the flesh. There we go again. Weak through the flesh. God did by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh on account of sin. He condemned sin in the flesh. See, we don't have to give into that stuff, saints. We don't have to give into pornography. We don't have to suck those funny cigarettes. Smoke those funny cigarettes. That's my language, how to say it. Hallelujah. You ain't going to throw a rock, are you? That the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. According to the Spirit. We don't walk according to the... Hallelujah. That the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Now, some people are still hung up on what I said about sucking on cigarettes or funny things like that. Some people are still hung up on that. Just close your eyes a minute. See if you can get the peace of God to come into your mind right now. Don't think of anything. We got to get back in the Spirit. Amen? I don't want you sitting there saying, My God. Just get the peace of God back in your life. If we are going to go on with God, then we need to get the peace of God back in our lives. Amen? Just for a minute now, everybody be quiet. We thank you for your presence, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for your presence, Jesus. Verse 5, for those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Those who live according to the flesh, that's why it's important. These are the keys, saints. You can't live according to the flesh. You've got to live as though the kingdom is in you, the kingdom rule, the kingdom law. Not according to flesh, not according to the world, not according to what is going on out there. Amen? Isn't that important? This is one of the keys, saints. This keeps you out of discouragement. This keeps you out of depression. This keeps you out of dejection and hopelessness. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. You know how, notice how people get caught up, and maybe someone died, maybe someone had cancer, maybe someone, whatever it may be, we get all caught up in that, and the flesh dictates to us. But those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit, just see how important it is to give in to the Spirit, to say what the Spirit of God will say in your life. When you start talking about being blood-bought, the mind of Christ, I got grace, I start speaking all the things I believe. I believe in miracles. I believe I'm washed in the blood. I believe I have authority over Satan. I believe I have authority over principalities and powers. I believe I have authority over my flesh. Amen? These are the things we believe. These are the things we got to say. At the same time, you're renewing your mind. Verse 6, for to be kindly minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. So those are the keys that keeps us out of depression and keeps us out of discouragement. And God wants you to know that tonight you can have that victory if you'll keep your mind on the Spirit, if you'll keep your mind on the peace, if you'll keep your mind on the cross, if you'll keep your mind on your blood bought, if you'll keep your mind on your vision, because your vision is going to come to pass. Whatever you have prayed for, whatever you have got in your spirit by the Holy Spirit, now it's into your mind. The thinking of that vision and everything else, it will come to pass. Amen? Don't stay laid on the floor. Don't stay in bed. Don't stay sitting there. Don't stay with your shoulders rolled over. Don't just sit there. Don't become discouraged and be controlled by the world. But give to the Spirit. Give into the Spirit. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. He'll bring the presence of Jesus into your life. He'll bring the mind of Christ into your life. Amen? See, we give into all kinds of different things. When there's a tragedy in the world, we get all bent out of shape. We're in the world, but not of it. We are of the kingdom. We're the bride. We're sons and daughters and kings and priests. And if we don't confess these things, if we don't sow to the Spirit, you'll never get the victory. Discouragement, God told me today, is one of the biggest problems in the body of Christ today. We're discouraged because we don't see miracles. We're discouraged because revival hasn't come. We're discouraged because I have tithed and this hasn't happened and that hasn't happened. And all of a sudden, discouragement sets in. And discouragement starts having a victory. But this is how you have a victory over discouragement, is what you say. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. To be kindly minded is death, separated from God. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. The only way you're going to be spiritually minded is to build the Word of God, build Christ, build a virgin birth, build your blood bought, build righteousness into your thinking, build a grace into your thinking, build your son into your thinking, your daughter into your thinking, with a bride into your thinking. That's how when you say it, you build it into your thinking. Amen? Does that make sense? Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. So we mentioned earlier disrupted communication, down and out, once full, now empty. Have you ever felt empty even though, you're born again, you're a child of God? Have you ever felt empty or God is just like God's gone on vacation or something? God's allowing that. The next time he fills you, he's going to fill you with such a power, such an anointing, such a vision that will come to pass. You see, he wants us to see if we can keep hanging on. Stop getting discouraged. Stop looking at the world. Stop looking at our own lives or our own pocketbook. Stop getting discouraged if something is happening in your life. Don't let that discourage you. Start speaking the word of God. Start sowing to the Spirit. Life is in the Spirit. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Keep your joy. Keep your gladness. If you have to go around the house and you got no, you can't laugh, just saying ha, ha, ha. I was in the hallway the other day, and my wife was out in the kitchen. I heard her yelling at the devil. The dog really takes a good look at her when she starts this stuff, man. She was out there, I ain't putting up with this, devil, I, blah, 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 and she was going all kinds. But that's what you have to do. Sometimes you got to get real loud. Sometimes you got to have a faith, you see, that's violent faith. Amen? Amen? Praise God. What did I say, verse 6? For to be kindly minded is death. So that's what's going to happen if you stay in the flesh. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can it be. So do you know that Jesus defeated enmity? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you. I can't go there right now, but he actually took on that. So everything that you're struggling with, he defeated it. Whatever that may be. Amen? So your mind is enmity against God, but Jesus has defeated that, so we don't have to give in to that, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then those who are in the flesh cannot please God. So it pleases God when we speak about his grace and about his virgin birth and about his blood and about the resurrection, the death, and all he suffered for us and what he took in his body. It pleases God when we connect ourselves to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It causes the Holy Spirit to come alive in us. But I have found that no vision, nothing happens if you don't say it. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm going to stop right there. We'll continue it Sunday. Praise God. Hallelujah. So everybody in here has had some vision. Everybody's had some type of vision since you've been born again, right? Well, the Lord said it's going to come to pass. There is a season. There is a due season. Galatians says you will reap if you keep doing good. Whatever small thing you're doing, make sure it's good. Make sure it's scriptural. Make sure it's Spirit-filled and Spirit-led. Amen? I'm telling you, saints, there's a big move of the enemy in the area of discouragement. And people are just, they're discouraged over not seeing a move of the Holy Ghost in churches. So they're not going to church no more. Amen? There's a tremendous, this is how you get victory over discouragement. By taking Romans 8 and let the Holy Spirit teach you and that you do have a vision, you do have grace, you are righteous, you are blood-bought, you are the temple, you do have an anointing. The anointing will teach you all things. And don't give in to the thoughts in the mind that brings discouragement. Don't give in to it. Examine it and attack it like my wife did attacking in the kitchen. Attack that thought. Don't let that thought stay in your mind. When I left the bathroom, went into my office at home, boy, there was a heaviness, I mean, a discouragement on me, and God wanted me to get rid of it, and so I could tell you how to get rid of it. And so the minute I became obedient to the teaching of discouragement, it left. Or I can be so discouraged, I may want to go and study love or something else, but God wants you, that's the Spirit of God telling you, when you study and be obedient, then that situation, you won't stay in the belly of the whale or in the belly of that situation. It will let you go. It'll turn you loose. The minute I started studying it and praying, excuse me, it lifted. Obedience is a big thing with God. Without questioning, you know? Hallelujah. So tonight, if there's any discouragement here, if there's any depression here, If there's any thoughts in your mind that you can't get rid of, that will eventually lead to, boy, that eventually lead to defeat, I'm going to pray with you. He freed he freed me this afternoon. He'll free you. Put that one on, Jeff, if you would. No, I got some. Yeah. Thank you. I have these kind of attacks all the time. So, the blood of Jesus. Amen? The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Listen to this now. Well, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. If anybody needs, if there's depression or if there's discouragement, if there's hopelessness in your life, or if there's anything going on in your life and you don't want it, you want to leave here differently, give it to Jesus. Let the Holy Spirit bring the presence of Jesus into your life tonight in a stronger and a greater way. Let him awaken that vision in you. If you've lost it, amen? Hallelujah. If you need prayer, come up here now. Boy, this dryness, huh? I gotta get some dampness in this church or something. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. I got one. Yeah. Thank you, Jeff. Hallelujah. Close your eyes. Step up, Alan, a little bit more, please. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord Jesus, I touch him now, Lord. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh. Let that fire come in him, Lord Jesus. Oh, let that peace, Lord, oh, in Jesus' name. Refresh him, O Lord. Relight the candle that brings that vision back into his life, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, the presence of Jesus. The presence of Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, the presence of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. The presence of Jesus, the presence of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord Jesus. We praise you tonight, Lord. We thank you for your manifestation, your Shekinah glory in this place, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. I can see someone tied. It's got something around your waist, and there's a post stuck in the ground, and it seems like you're tied to that. You're tied to some situation, and God wants you free, and you want to be free. You don't have to come up here. You can receive it right where you are. If you're tied to anything that seems to be causing disobedience or discouragement or whatever it may be, and you just didn't want to come up here, right where you're sitting, right where you're sitting, I ask in the name of Jesus that they come untied from that, Lord, that you free them tonight because you're a sovereign God. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. So we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you free that individual, Lord, in the name of Jesus, from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. I'm going to speak into your life, Rick. There's going to be a change. There's a different wind blowing towards you, a move of the Holy Spirit. It's going to change your emotions. It's going to change some thoughts in your mind. There has been great moves of the enemy towards your mind to lock you into certain things. But God says tonight he's going to free you from that. He's going to cause a peace, an anointing to break the yoke of bondage. It's been in your life, but it's been kind of in your belly. It's going to rise up out of you and cause your mind to be set free. You need peace in your mind. And God says, my son, tonight, because of your faith coming here, you'll receive that peace in your mind. There's going to be a new direction. There's going to be new ideas and new wisdom that rises up in you. And you're going to leave the old and enter into the new. God's got a door open for you that you can enter into. And God says, if you'll just obey, if you'll just drop and defeat that which is in your mind and come through the door that I prepared for you, you'll see a victory. And you'll see that hunger that you've had for weeks and months and years. The starvation you've almost spiritually gone into, God said he's going to fill you in several different ways that's going to cause you to overwhelm yourself with the presence and the anointing of the Holy Spirit and the peace of God and cause you to have a victory as you go through that door, said the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. There's something waiting for you. God's prepared something for you, and you're heading in the right direction. And God says, my daughter, you'll receive it. There's things that have been trying to, I can almost see things behind you like grappling hooks trying to hold you back. But God says they're broken off from you, and God says there's going to be a mighty grace flow to you because you know that you have favor with me, saith the Lord. And so you will come into a place, and it's not what your mind is going to expect. It's going to be what's been in the heavenly realm, prepared for you for a long time. It's now going to enter you by the Holy Spirit. It's going to explode in you. Yes, it's going to bring wisdom into your life and knowledge into your life that comes from me, saith the Lord. And it's going to cause you to be obedient in some areas where you've struggled and things are trying to hold you back. God says, don't look back. Don't look back. Keep your sights on me. Keep speaking my word, because that which is prepared for you is waiting for you. And you will make it there because you got my grace, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is going to break that off from you. You too. There has been, you're just kind of stuck in one place. I can see almost, and this is not a bad thing, but there's green moth-like, and I can see God cleaning that off, and now there's some light coming through it. It looks like a very light blue, the presence of Jesus. There's going to be a tremendous change, a tremendous change. You have been almost bumping into doors and almost wondering how this is going to come to pass. But God says, I'll work all things. I'll work all things. You shall receive my promises. I have been always faithful to you. And God says, starting tonight, there's a new faithfulness I'm going to show you. I'm going to demonstrate my power in your life. I'm going to demonstrate my grace in your life. And that which has tied you and got you tied down, that which has been holding your thoughts, these thoughts that come from the world inside of your head, tonight that will be lifted. The thoughts will leave your head, and you too will come into a place that you have not walked before, into an agreement where you haven't been able to agree in some areas. It's just been, and God says, tonight, it's all over. You're free in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise you, Jesus. Where are you from? Where do you live? You're in the blue back here. You, right here. Oh, okay. Denver? Okay. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Are you willing to transfer or move? Then what I asked you. Well, God always frees you before you go, and you know it's God. There's something about a transfer, a promotion or something, and sometimes we like it so much that sometimes, but God, you'll hear clearly, God is telling me about a promotion, a change. I'm not saying New York or Chicago or something like that, but there's a change coming, whether it's 100 yards down the road or whatever it may be, there's a change coming in your life. There's a promotion coming in your life. God is going to grant you an answer to a prayer that you've prayed for a long time, and you really haven't got an answer to it. You just kind of run it by God, and there's going to be an answer to that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, saints, when you come in here, sometimes there's attacks, and I don't give any attention to it. But sometimes I'll get attacks when I'm preaching and everything else, and I just push on through. You know why? Jesus is in me. Jesus is with me. And so I'm trying to encourage some of you who get attacks in some areas just to push on through. Amen? Just keep your eyes on Jesus and keep on pushing through. because you'll get through. But if you stand back and stop pushing, stop persevering, stop pressing in, you won't get the prize. You would think in a setting like this that when you're up there preaching, everything just goes, listen, I see things and feel things that it's unbelievable. But God, the Holy Spirit, has taught me how to keep pressing in and persevering because I'm trying to get the prize. What's the prize? The anointing to fall upon this place where you people get refreshed and filled with Jesus, or more than with Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So if any of you have any thoughts or anything, just persevere. Just press in. You press in by calling his name, calling his blood, calling his grace. See, God's changing you from the flesh giving in to being led and filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. You know there's been a chain. You've been chained. You back here, the black. You've had some kind of chain. Yes, you.
Yes.
You've had some kind of chain. God just broke it. God's going to give you a freedom that you've never had before. The chain has just dropped off you. And God says there's a light. I can see a beam of light that's touching your spirit right now. And that beam of light is from the heavenly realm by the Holy Spirit into your spirit. It's going to do an awful lot of healing in your emotions. It's going to cause you to come alive in some places where you've been almost dead and you couldn't respond because of what's going on. But God says this beam of light is a healing light. And he says, I've picked you out and I've given you this beam because you've looked to me, you have praised me, you've opened your heart to me, and many, many times. But this whole emotion thing has really, really, but God says tonight that beam will hit you, that healing will start in your emotions, and you'll be a woman of God. You'll be the woman of God that I called you to be, and you'll feel the anointing and the presence. And oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. The impartation into her life right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Father God, in Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Oh. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The impartation, Lord, in Jesus' name. Ah, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Thank you, King Jesus. Thank you, King Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. I can see a situation in someone's life. And I just saw a piece of rope, and the rope started tying itself in all kinds of knots by itself. And God says there's somebody who's telling me there's somebody who's got some things all tied up. Well, now it's being unloosed by the power of God. The knots are coming undone. And he just gave me that as example. And so whatever's been tied up in a knot in your life, you're now loose from that. It's now loose. There's no longer a knot. It's no longer going to cause you problems within yourself. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you can receive this, saints. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. How's your daughter doing? The one that got bit by the spider, right? She thought I forgot. My daughter? What? What are you talking about? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I can see some water running towards you. It looks to be about that big. And it was clear. Now there's some colors coming into it. Number one, there's a green. There's something new starting in your life by the Holy Spirit, a new beginning. There's something that comes from light in revelation through the Word of God by the Holy Spirit. There's a new beginning starting in your life about something. I don't know if you committed yourself to something in God or you're reading the Word of God or something, but there's something new, and it's going to bring great revelation in your life. It's going to bring great peace in your life, and it's going to give you wisdom where you lacked wisdom. It's going to give you wisdom where you lacked wisdom. That's what God says to you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This one back here. You come. What's your name, dear? Raise your hand. Raise your right there. Yeah, her. Yeah. What's your name again? I know you come, you know, time from time to time. There's some things going on. Some hidden things in the family type of thing, and God's going to expose it. It's tried to almost control you, but God says, "My daughter, from this moment forward, you're going to sense peace, more peace, wisdom, understanding what God would have you do in that given situation. God's going to teach you how you can let yourself go from that, so it won't tie you up and get you all into a situation where you can't control it. You just don't have the anointing energy to turn to God. Tonight there's going to be a fresh anointing, a fresh energy from the Holy Spirit. So when all this stuff starts working, you're going to be able to turn to God and break yourself from that. Amen? Hallelujah. So don't allow the family. There's only one family, the family of God. I know there's a family there, but it's causing you headaches and different things and turmoils and so on and so forth. God's going to free you from that, dear. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Are you blessed? Hallelujah. Persevere. Press in, saints. He can only disturb you for a while, a short while. It'll be according to what you say. Hallelujah. I've felt all kinds of things. I've felt demons. I've felt discouragement. I've felt all kinds of different things. But you all got the victory. Amen? Father God, we thank you and we praise you tonight. There is no discouragement left. We have the victory. Because we sow to the Spirit, and because of your power, Jesus, your mind, your knowledge, and your wisdom, and your grace, your compassion, Lord, your love, your mercy towards us, Lord. We all need mercy, Lord, and it's plentiful coming from you, Lord Jesus Christ. So tonight, because you removed discouragement from us, Lord, and you elevated us and brought us into a fresh realm and spoke to hearts and spoke to minds, Lord, we just give you praise, Lord. We draw attention to nobody. It's you, Lord Jesus Christ, that we lift up. But we thank you, Lord, that we're going to have our day. We're going to have our season. We're going to have our vision. And I don't mean just me in this church, Lord, but I mean these people that sit in your presence tonight, Lord Jesus. Many of them have a vision. Many of them have a dream. And they almost allowed the enemy to steal it from them. But tonight, you told them and reassured them that it wasn't dead, that the vision came from you. And anything that comes from you, Lord Jesus Christ, the enemy can't destroy. So we thank you. We're going to zero back in on that vision. We're going on your plan, Lord. We're walking under your blood covenant. Tonight you are exalted, Lord. And just as you said earlier, Lord, when I speak into the mountain and the echo comes back to me, my voice, when I speak into the heavenly realm, the prayers come back answered in Jesus' name. So we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, for tonight you have freed us and blessed us, Lord, with your presence, Lord, with your word. So it's in Jesus' name that all of us come into one agreement, and we thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a clap offering here tonight. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah.